Well, hey guys, welcome to another weekday podcast. This is Bobby. Thanks for joining us on the podcast today. Before we dive into today's content, I want to tell you about two big things coming up. One is this Sunday morning, right after our 11 o'clock gathering, we're having a church-wide cookout. This is for Sugar Hill Espanol, Sugar Hill English. This is for everybody that calls Sugar Hill Church home or is our guest this day. We'd love for you to hang out. We've got some free hot dogs and burgers and all the good stuff. We've got inflatables for the kiddos to play on and just a lot of good things going on. And so I want to invite you to bring a lawn chair with you or maybe a blanket, or if you don't have that, just come on and we'll find a place for you. But we'd love for you to engage and get to know some people and to experience what we call welcome home. The second thing I want to tell you about is coming up on August 12th, 19th, and 26th, we're doing a three-part series that's this idea of becoming, that God is far more concerned with who we're becoming than what we're achieving. Is achieving important? Absolutely. It's part of who we are. But what's even more important is the kind of person that we're becoming. We're going to talk about that in our Sunday morning worship gatherings. And then we're also going to have six classes to choose from over those 3 weeks that you can dive in and take the next step. So I want to encourage you to jump into these classes. They'll be offered at both 9:30 and 11, and it's going to be great content that I think you'll find really helpful in your daily walk with Christ. And so, man, be part of that. Well, today on the podcast, I want to do something similar to what I did yesterday and basically show you another resource that God's used in my life that I found really helpful. There's a very old devotional called Morning and Evening, and it's a great devotional because it really does speak to so many different subjects. So today, I'm just going to take July 30th's entry, so yesterday's entry, and read this for you, and maybe just give you a taste. If you're looking for something else to add to your time of meditation every day, this little devotional, Morning and Evenings, might be something that you find helpful. And so today comes from Mark 14, verse 72, and it says, "And Peter remembered, and he broke down, and he wept." Here's what the devotional says. "It has been thought by some that as long as Peter lived, the fountain of his tears began to flow whenever he remembered that he had denied his Lord. It's not unlikely that it was so, for his sin was very great, and grace in him had afterwards a perfect work. This same experience has come into all the redeemed family according to the degree in which the Spirit of God has removed the natural heart of stone. We, like Peter, remember our boastful promise, though they all fall away because of you, I will never fall away. We eat of our own words with the bitter herbs of repentance. When we think of what we vowed we would be and of what we have been, we may weep whole showers of grief. He remembered denying his Lord, the place in which he did it. He remembered the little cause that led him in such a heinous sin, the oaths, the blasphemies with which he sought to confirm his falsehood, and the dreadful hardness of heart that drove him to do so again and yet again. Can we, when we are reminded of our sins and their exceeding sinfulness, can we remain stoic and stubborn? Will we not make our house a place of sacrifice and cry to the Lord for renewed assurances of pardoning love? May we never take a dry-eyed look at sin, in case we discover our tongue parched in the flames of hell." Peter also remembered his master's look of love. The Lord followed up that rooster's warning voice with this look of sorrow, pity, and love. That glance was never out of Peter's mind so long as he lived. It was far more effectual than 10,000 sermons would have been without the Spirit. This repentant apostle would be sure to weep when he remembered the Savior's full forgiveness, that forgiveness which restored him to his former place. To think that we have offended so kind and good a Lord is more than sufficient reason for being constant weepers. Lord, would you smite our rocky hearts, and would you make the waters flow? Well, this has been a reading from July 30th, morning entry from Morning and Evenings by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. If you're looking for another resource for your time of meditation, this would be a great one to check out. What a great reminder that just as Peter's heart was broken, would our hearts be broken over our sin? Well, I hope you have a great day. We look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow. Pastor Chuck returns from vacation, returns to the weekday podcast. You don't want to miss it. Have a great day. We'll see you soon.